It's a simple analysis, to be truthful. Well, dominant to half time. They annihilated us in the third, but that happens. And then in the last quarter, we had 14 entries to 8. So it's not like we tried to save the game and we didn't create opportunities. I think it's the analysis is way too simple, to be frank. I think to look at numbers and say, you know, you'd be relieved to get across the line. We certainly had challenges, but in the last quarter, 14 entries to 8 is significant. And the clearances in the last quarter were actually equal, to be specific. So clearly acknowledge the third quarter. They were fantastic, Sydney. But we always knew that was coming. They've played in two of the last three grand finals. So you'd be ignorant to think, or I would be, to think they're not coming. So I thought our first half was very strong again. But it just shows how hard it is when we were winning the ball. I mean, they couldn't score, did they? I think they have a goalless, correct me if I'm wrong, but a goalless second quarter and one in the first. So I think we put ourselves in a really good position. But to do that, you've got to exert a lot of energy and you make yourself a little bit vulnerable. So, but clearly, the third quarter, they dominated. I mean, they're a great team. But I thought we responded. It was 6-7 in the last. So 14 entries our way. And they threw some challenges and we had to adapt on the run. So, yeah, again, I think your analysis is way too simple. I think mine's a lot more detailed and a lot more specific. I'll take three quarters and we got annihilated in one. But you hear Port, you walk out, they're 47-6. And then you hear they win by 8 points and it's 10-3. So that's league footy. At the highest levels, it's a tough caper. So that's my take on it.
To come out of the month unbeaten, you must be wrapped with that start to the year.
No, I'm just pleased. There's continuing challenges. It was a big challenge tonight. it's where we want to be. But there's no milestone or breathing out here. Watch Melbourne on Friday night and they're really tenacious. And they're going to be well rested and they would have made some observations and it's going to be really difficult. So I'll breathe out tonight and then, but tomorrow we're into it.
What was your message at 3/4 time?
Oh, I think we were just doing a couple of things that were challenging us. You know, obviously read third up and then you talk about it, but it still happens the first ball up in the middle of the ground. He just throws Mzungu out the way and comes up. So you can point things out, but the players have got to get it done. And in the end, they got it done. There was just we needed to win the ball around the clearances. You're right, our centre-bounce clearance work had been really good for a long period. But they got on top, I think it was 3-7 after half-time, and they had 4 shots to our 0. So we needed to work on that. And it was just a little bit what they were doing with their mids and half-backs. So, but we spoke about that. It still wasn't perfect in the last, but we gave them some context as to what was happening and they needed to do it. So, but I thought Mundy and Fife stood up in the last. McFarlane was super all night. I thought Pavlich led really well and there's some real cameos. But a week's a long time in footy. Some of the other guys that had big games the week before struggled today. So it just shows how hard it is.
Lots of crucial goal reviews tonight on Sydney's goal line. How did you think they
were? To be honest, it's that far away and I don't even look at it. I don't know opinion on it. It's in, isn't it? Is it in? Is it staying in this year? Yeah, so it's irrelevant to me. I'm happy to, in the cold light of day, at the end of the year, sit down and analyse and have a really good discussion with you. But I don't think policy on the run doesn't work for the government, doesn't work for me.
You kicked it 82% across the board in the first half. How pleased were you that the side was able to take advantage of a really dominant set of clearances?
We kicked at 82% efficiency. Yeah. Look, we're all different. I've never spoken about kicking efficiency ever. But maybe that's my weakness. But we do know it's a good guide of probably for John and Sydney that the pressure wasn't there and us, we were able to hit some targets. So I'm sure our efficiency probably dropped after half time, did it? What'd it go to? Yeah, it would have dropped. But no, you're right. We want to hit targets. I thought we're up tempo, we're taking it on, moving it quickly. And but in the end, they really lifted their pressure. And that's when you really get tested. And we did struggle in the third quarter, but we'll learn from that.
You touch on their pressure. You mentioned on Thursday that dirty ball and clean ball was going to be the key to defending Franklin and Tippett. You seemed to do that really well in the first half.
Yeah, correct. Our pressure. But when you're winning the ball and they're on the back foot, but they got some clean ball in. They took a lot of marks in forward 50 in the second half. You know, basically about 8. you know, or 9 or 11. They took a lot. So, yeah, that's the difference. Tippett and Franklin looked more threatening in the second half, didn't they? Because the ball got there quicker and it got there one out. The aim is to slow it down and get support. That's a simple aim. Yeah.
Are you clear on injuries, Ross?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of pieces, but nothing significant. We thought Matt has been really good for us, but Tendai's run. Mainly just went and played deeper, plays the tour, and Tabs wasn't having his best night, so we thought that was the most obvious one. Even though there was others around that probably influencing, we just went, got rid of the height and kept the run.
You touched on the Port Hawks game. A lot of times this year there've been big margins that have been run down or very close to being run down. Is there such thing as a safe margin? Is there a figure that you can put on it that anything's safe, or is it one of those things where...
You're never safe. Not against quality. You're never safe, and you're hoping to hear that siren while you're in front, you know.
How do you throw into your players when sometimes they got such a big lead that...
Well, I think that's the difficulty. Human nature is once you get comfortable, everyone breathes out and relaxes a little bit. So, and on the other side of the fence, you feel like you need to get going. So, but that's about being a ruthless AFL team, and we've clearly got some work to do.
You feel like the players learn a lot from tonight in terms of breathing out?
Yeah, I think we learned that we're able to, when challenged, get the momentum back. And against quality, you can't relax for a minute. We're really pleased we take the 4 points. We've got a lot to learn, and we need to keep improving.
Ross, Tendai came on and made a really couple of good contributions. Passed to Matty Pavlich in a score late. He's been a regular in your side. Where do you see him fitting into the lineup?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it too much. I think we value him, and he's had to work his way back in, but. You know, Tommy Sheridan had been super for us. If Tommy hadn't done his calf, you know, and in some respects we're pretty keen to bring Tommy back straight in, but it's hard to do that when you've got other people that have been playing and winning. So sometimes circumstances dictate who plays and who doesn't. Like, both teams tonight would have had challenges with, you know, chest infections and head colds and all that. So yeah, sometimes you don't know what's around the corner.
There's been talk about whether... some players will be rested at all this year. I'm guessing, given your comments on Melbourne, there's no intention to rest guys.
Well, the talk hasn't come from me.
Has it? Plans for Pavlich or McFarlane.
We spoke about McFarlane to assess at the halfway mark. So, simple math is it's round 4, another 7 weeks we're at the halfway mark, and clearly then we'll sit down and have a look. But it's on the agenda with Luke. But Luke said he's never felt better, and we're managing better than Monday to Friday. So, but it's a reasonable question in regard to Luke in particular, really. So, Dawson and Silvani, both in full training at the minute, and we know they're really capable, but that's going to be a hard thing to do. But we're not at that point. At round 11, I think you've got a legitimate question to ask, and I'll answer it. But at round 4, I think it's out of context.
Was there someone with a chest infection tonight?
Hey? No, it's just all little bits and pieces. Every team's got challenges, do you know what I mean? So.
Is there someone with a challenge tonight, though?
The coach, can't you tell? Thank you.
Thanks.